It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us. And it is the beginning of November, and that means Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass tries to get us a little bit caught up on what's going on in the county. I know road and bridge crew they're ready.
Oh, yeah, they're ready.
They're poised.
They're
like cats waiting to pounce.
And now the chasing leaves and ditches and that kind of thing.
The bane of our existence.
Yeah, got a little moisture in the ground so we can catch up on road maintenance. And there's always that every time come the fall and early winter to keep them pretty busy.
Yeah, they do. And I thank your crews that have been out and about cutting. Making sure that everything was cut back. Now we're just waiting on the state people to do the same thing so those deer don't surprise us by jumping out onto those state highways like they do every morning on my way to work.
I saw a big one. I come in late last night from being out of town. I saw several rigs sitting down there on this side of the White River on 62-412, so they're probably headed this way. They're getting it.
Yep.
It's time. I think sometime by the middle of November, they're supposed to have them all cut.
So. I'll tell you what. I saw about a 10 or 12 point. I couldn't count that quick, but I saw one, and he looked at me like, this is my road, and you better stop.
Some of them, they do this time of year. They just kind of don't have any sense.
Mm-mm. Well, they're yeah. getting ready for the winter.
Girl crazy.
They're girl crazy. That's exactly what it is.
I was that age once.
I think we've all... been a little crazy in love once in our lives. So you know, be careful of those, of course, moving forward. But what else is going on in the county right now? Hey, census. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, the census is coming up in April of next spring, and I was honored by the appointment of the Governor Hutchison on the Complete Count Committee statewide.
Honored and stressed.
Yes, and didn't know what I was getting myself into when they called and asked if I would volunteer for this position. But there's about 35 of us from all around the state from different venues. I'm the only county judge sitting on that committee. And we had a phone conference to verify last week our suggestions to the governor and what the cost it was. There are parts of Arkansas that have had severe undercounts. And that's what our mission was to come up with ways that we, from the different entities that were involved, from AETN to libraries to educational legislators, et cetera, that sit at mayors, a lot of mayors on this committee. And the ways that we thought that would encourage people to sign up, because as the governor made very clear in his video, and if you've not seen it, it's 1% undercount could mean up to $99 million of credit from the federal government to the state of Arkansas. So it's imperative that we get as accurate a count as we have. And we have a very large Hispanic representation and the some other of the foreign nationals that live in this state that have a large population. And so there's a big outreach there. But we came up with those suggestions and the estimated cost of them and where to put kiosks, where to put the information, and encourage all of us and everybody that has a public pulpit, so to speak, to speak about this, to encourage everybody to fill out their census form so we get an accurate count. It's very basic information. It's not going to be used in other affiliation things. That's nothing to be concerned about. Even the ICE is not going to look at that information and come knock on your door. So it's imperative that we get an accurate count. And that's what we'll do in the next months. We'll have another meeting next week in Little Rock, but we sent those suggestions to the governor and said, this is what we think will help you get that and address the shortages in certain areas of the state. I'm proud to say the Baxter County area and most of the area that joins us has been under that been pretty accurate with their counts according to what the information they have, the maps and everything that I've seen. So we do good here, but there's other parts of states that's really needing help.
Well, we've got some very, very rural areas. And I had someone tell me at dinner the other night, they said, this shouldn't be difficult. They could just go by folks' electricity records. They could go by you know, their mail delivery. Yeah. I said, you have no idea what you're talking about because you have never lived in these rural areas. Some of these people live on generator and wood heat. They do not have electricity running to their homes. They do not have running water running at their homes. They've got
and
wells.
That was the purpose, and we in the county level have worked at our mapping and addressing office for 911. They've had people out trying to verify addresses so that everybody will get a mailing. One of the big drawbacks to being in the rural area, you mentioned that, is internet access, because you will have three ways to answer the census. The easiest way is to go answer the one page of questions or so on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's locked in, it'll be booked and it won't be duplicated. You will get a mailing, about three different mailings, of the original mailing in the end of March, 1st of April, and then you'll have a couple of three postcards after that. And the third way is for somebody to come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So if we answer the internet mailing, go online and have a unique, fill out your address, how many people reside there. And it was interesting sitting on this committee to learn how they count college students, how they count inmates in state prisons and jails, et cetera, and how that's taken care of. So, because you always think that that's areas ripe for undercount. But it's usually rural areas that have very little access to the internet and, as you say, kind of live off the grid. And
let's call it what it is. A lot of this is impoverished people. The homeless and the folks that do not have the wherewithal. They don't have a post office box. They don't have internet, like you said.
Yeah, and they don't want nobody to know where they're at.
And they really don't. They want to live that way, and that's fine. God love you. But the point of this is, it doesn't matter whether you're an illegal, you're homeless, you want to live off the grid. We kind of need to know you're out there so that the state can get the funding, the federal funding that it needs to do more for the impoverished.
So we have complete counties and cities, and we're kind of loosely working one through the county, but I've reached out to all the mayors, and they have that going on. It is really important for the cities and the population to get their counts accurate, and of course, it's that important to the counties as well. Classifications, a lot of things depends upon and is justified by our population growing or losing population. So there's a lot of things on that, and I've been fortunate enough to work and to get on the inside of some of that. It was something I tried to stay away from because I really didn't want to get that involved, and I got right smack dab in the middle of it. So,
yeah, but it is interesting.
This will be the last chance I'll have to go through something like this from the government level. So it's but look at your city leaders.
Yes.
And us and the county leaders, it's important for us, and if we can be of any assistance on getting the help out there. But get yourself counted, and everybody, make sure everybody you know gets counted.
That's what I was just going to say, Mickey.
Word of mouth is a great tool that we have to use.
You know
to
those
get it
people.
Out there.
You know who I'm talking about, these people out there that are listening. You know the people I'm talking about that live way out in the sticks and, you know, wherever, Summit or
they have contact with somebody that has contact with the information, et cetera.
But, churches, that kind of thing. Your friends, go ahead and tell them, I'll fill this out for you. It's not a problem. We'll get it filled out for you because we need to know you're out
there. There's no fears. But it's been written in the United States Constitution. It's original writing. Census is written into that to get an accurate count of the peoples of these United States. And so that's just been carried on since the 1780s. And so it's something around 1790 was probably the first one. So it's been done every 10 years since then and will continue to be, and it's very important. So be a proud citizen of your country and get counted.
There you go. Thank you, Judge Mickey. Appreciate you coming in today. Like he said, make sure you're counted. Let's start talking about this census thing so we can get it out of the way done and get that funding that we all need. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.